don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. You ready, John?
I'm ready.
Suzanne Derby joins us now. She's from Rochester, but she's up north somewhere. And she saved the day this morning. Ooh. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Heidi. Hi, John.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm waiting for the sun to come over the trees. I'm sitting in the yard. It's cold, but I got my wool socks on, so
nice.
I'm good.
So for future What's for Breakfast, what made you want to call in? Was it the groveling, or was it just you just were dedicated and was going to do it?
No, you guys called me a few years ago when I became a sustaining member, and you caught me before I had my coffee, so I couldn't talk.
So you owed us.
I just needed to talk to you guys.
All right.
So have you had your breakfast? You're out in the yard, but you're bundled up, it sounds like, a little bit. Wool socks.
Wool socks, yep. A few layers on the top.
Good.
It's gorgeous out here. And I just had my Raisin Bran and coffee and a banana.
Raisin Bran, coffee, and a banana. Wow.
Yeah. Raisin Bran's better than life, you know?
Oh, no. Wait a minute,
them
Suzanne.
Them fighting words. All
wait
right.
A minute.
I'm going to... Okay, here we go. Suzanne, you get to say something good about Raisin Bran, and then John, you'll have the same opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Suzanne?
You know, it's close to grape nuts. What can I say? And you don't have to add the raisins if you don't have them.
Well, John, life cereal?
With life cereal, you don't have to add anything but the liquid. And I just love the way they deteriorate and get a little bit soft. So you start hard, finish soft. See what I mean? It's beautiful.
I don't know. I don't know who won, but you both got to say
kind of
your
a debate.
Piece.
That was fair. Kind of a debate.
Yeah, it felt a little weird.
I felt I won.
I don't think you did. I think Suzanne won. She had a lot of choices for us.
So, Suzanne, have you been a member of that cereal for a long time?
A member?
You know
no,
I mean?
No. I left it for decades.
Okay.
I came back to it.
Oh, you know. What
well,
happened?
Yeah, but yeah. So does Raisin Bran have more raisins or less over a period of time? Do you know?
Can't say. I think it's about the same.
Okay.
You know.
I used to pluck the raisins and just eat the cereal.
Oh.
You know, raisins are brain food, John.
Oh, boy.
Really?
God, can you put it in an IV?
So if you didn't have raisins in it, is then it basically like Total cereal?
Kind of.
Does Total still exist?
Yeah, but Total doesn't have a ton of sugar. I don't know if Total exists. Does Total exist, Suzanne?
Let's just hope it still has some bran in it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. So you've got raisins, gives you a little sweets, but do you add anything else?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I added a whole bunch more raisins this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's
kind of on a raisin roll.
Oh,
you
got to
be smart.
Did you have that little red box and then make a whistle out of it after?
Make a whistle out of it.
That's outside my experience.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? Those little cardboard boxes.
The tiny ones?
Yeah.
A whistle?
Oh. You could do with it. You could, like, play a song on it.
Hmm. So when,
wow.
Is the banana and the milk all simultaneously eaten, or is the banana, like, for dessert for breakfast?
That was my appetizer.
Oh, it was your appetizer?
Uh-huh. It's the kind of lady she
is. Cold. It's cold. I got this little 15-foot RV, and... that I bought before I retired in Florida and brought it up here, and it's darling, but it was cold last night, and it's gorgeous this morning, and I want to live up near Grand Rapids, but I sure wish you guys would say the weather in McGregor more often. Nobody up there ever says the weather in McGregor.
So this is a
call out to all McGregorites to join KAXE so they'll say the weather.
Yeah, maybe perhaps not enough representation. I mean, we don't break that down in our statistics and spreadsheets, but we'll have to get better at that, Heidi.
I'm looking at McGregor right now. We're going to add it to our list of favorites.
Yeah, because you got big Sandy Lake. You got a lot of seasonal people around there. They need to join KAXC.
Yes, they do, and it's New Member Friday, by the way, 800-662-5799. Are you second-guessing your membership at KAXE?
Never. You know, I waylaid for some of those years in Florida when I couldn't listen to the radio on the train, but I came back. I always say what brought me to Aiken, what kept me in Aiken County was KAXE before KBXE. Hmm. And what brought me back was KAXE.
Nice. And I just want to get this clear to people who are listening, are worried about becoming a member. I mean, did it cause you to have a 15-foot trailer versus a 40-foot trailer that cost you your membership?
No, I'm not that good. I'm spread out between public TV and another public radio station.
Good for you. That's great.
Well, there is a frost advisory in McGregor this morning, and 37 degrees currently, Suzanne, and you're seeing some fog, partly cloudy. You're going to see a high temperature of about 64 today, but you have a 90% chance of rain tonight after midnight.
Oh, okay. And the skies are bright and clear, and in about 40 minutes, the sun's going to come up over the trees, and it's going to be fabulous today.
So speaking of fabulous, isn't it fabulous to hear the rain on top of your RV or whatever it is, trailer, at night?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mesmerizing. No, my folks are in Rochester, so I'm in Rochester, and it's a nice place to be, but I'm happy. I'm happy when I'm here.
Good. But what's going on today? What's like a normal routine for you?
Well, trying to repair two old buildings, so maybe paint some cottonwood batten and put it up on the lean-to poplar cabin. We're getting ready to repair a gable on the north side of the wood shop. Oh, on and on and on. Not to do too much.
Just projects. Do you have a dog?
Oh, no. No dogs allowed. Cats only.
Oh, cats only.
Thanks.
What are their names?
Mishi. Mishi, who's adopted from Florida, and Fatty, who's short for Mofeta, who preceded Fatty. Fatty lived under my truck in Florida, so my sister brought him home, and he's a walker. He's kind of a dog cat.
I have one of those too. So are they with you up north?
Yeah.
They like the RV?
Yeah.
I think they like anything. So for being on What's for Breakfast, you get your choice from Homestead Mills of country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes. What is your selection? And we will deliver it right to your trailer in a cream-colored linen bag.
now I have to choose between my Rochester address and my
Yeah, it'll probably go to Rochester. It'll probably go
my
to Rochester.
My Tamrec. I want pancakes, of course.
All right.
Well, Suzanne, it's weird. The more that you talk, I think I remember the day that John tried to get you to be on the air and you hadn't had your coffee yet.
Yeah.
When you called to do your sustaining membership. We sure appreciate it, especially sustainers. You know, we're in uncertain times and there's a level of budget and comfort when people are willing to sign up for that. And, of course, at any time people can change it. You're not locked in for life on anything here, but we sure appreciate your membership, and it was fun to meet you today, even though you like raisins. Yeah.